This is Nate Mayle. I'm interviewing Frank Romano on the 21st, I believe it. Yeah, the 21st. So first of all, good morning, I guess. Just a real basic question. I just got a few outlines here. What high school did you go to?
I'm a graduate of Slinger High School.
Oh, really?
1986.
Really? Okay. And then how did you manage to work your way up to be, you are the owner of Scenic View, right?
Correct.
How did you manage to work your way up to be the owner of Scenic View? Did you start it yourself? Did you climb the ranks of the company, or how did that come about?
Sure. Excellent question. Well, after I graduated from Slinger High School, I went to the University of Oklahoma and studied oil business, energy, petroleum engineering. And when I graduated, I went into the oil business in Dallas, Texas, and we drilled oil wells. And I learned early on that it was really hot in Texas in the summer. So my dad was the original owner of Scenic View. And so I figured out, well, I can come up to Wisconsin and work in the golf business in the summer. And work in the oil business in Dallas in the winter, and I had life pretty good. So I did that starting in the early 1990s. And along the way, I ended up purchasing the golf course from my dad. And I also, in 2003, I bought a Country Club of Wisconsin, which is in Grafton. It's now called Fire Ridge Golf Course.
Okay.
And in 2006, I bought the old Lake Park Golf Course in Germantown, which is now called Blackstone Creek.
All right.
So I currently run and own three golf courses.
When do you see most of the golfers? Like, what tip? Like, middle summer, early spring, late fall? When do you see the most amount of golfers and your largest profit coming in from?
Yeah, well, it's kind of a reversed scenario, because we see the, obviously, coming out of the winter and in the spring is the earliest anticipation, which means there's a lot of play and a lot of activity. But the profitability actually ends up coming in the fall and far late in the year. So the biggest revenue months are June, July, and August, of course. But it really takes. An 18-hole golf course in Wisconsin takes about $1 million to operate. So if you divide that out by number of rounds, it takes about 25,000 rounds of golf. The average spending $25 per player. It typically takes till late in the fall to operate in the black or to become profitable. So if you have a good season, the weather's right, you can get your 25,000 players through. Hopefully by October, you're in the profit zone. Although this doesn't always work because we're very weather susceptible.
Yeah. Now that, I should have asked this a little bit earlier, but in the winter months, what are you doing now? Are you just kind of managing the golf course, preparing it for next season? Are you still working down in Texas? Or?
Yeah, actually, my kids are in school now, so I've chosen to stay in Wisconsin year-round. Mm-hmm. I have a second grader and a fourth grader. So we typically we have 150 employees in the summertime, and that drills back to about 20 full-time year-round people. So in the winter, we've got 20 people working at the three courses, and they're involved in a lot of winter maintenance, which includes fixing up the golf carts and going over all the cutting equipment on the maintenance side. And in the billing side, it's a lot of marketing and meeting with clients, planning golf outings, planning weddings, and doing that kind of thing. Because what happened in the golf industry, and I'll give you the long version, in the early 1990s, there was a high demand for the golf product. And what happened was the World War II generation was playing a lot of golf. And Tiger Woods came along and made it fashionable for younger people to play. And Bill Clinton was president, who made golf sort of fashionable and in vogue with baby boomers, people his age. And what we saw was a rush. There was a higher demand than there was supply of golf courses. So that led to a rush in development. Wall Street made a lot of finance dollars readily available to build golf courses. And especially in the Sun Belt part of the country, there was these huge, massive development projects, golf courses included. And then we saw a change after 9/11, which was twofold. One was the World War II generation became too old and they couldn't physically play anymore. The baby boomers went through a downsizing and an economic restructuring, which took their time and the corporate dollars out of the golf market, also in response to Enron and the Oxford the new legislation that came on that made it a lot more, the spending had to be a lot more transparent, so there was a lot less money floating around on corporate entertainment. And then what ended up happening was the supply outstripped the demand, and the millennials haven't really picked up the game as much. So we're not getting the younger crowd as much into it. What we're seeing is that a softening of the price, and a lot of closings and sort of a restructuring within the golf market.